Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from a reader in Burma, also known as Myanmar. Dear teacher, I am from Burma. I read the following sentence from a book. In Norway, there's an art museum for children's art. The book mentioned it is a complex sentence. I am wondering if it's right or not. Please tell me. Thank you. I wish you all the best. Your loyal reader, Kya Zin Uyu. Thank you for writing, Kya. Before we answer your question, we need to review some terms and their meanings. A clause is a grammar unit organized around a verb phrase. A clause is made of two parts: a subject, the topic of a clause, and a verb, what is said about the topic. For example, we laughed is a clause. We is the subject, and laughed is the verb. In the morning is not a clause because it does not have a verb. There are two main kinds of clauses. Independent clauses are not dependent on any other clause. They are sentences on their own. We laughed is an independent clause. A dependent clause depends on an independent clause. It cannot be a sentence on its own. Before I went, for example, is a dependent clause because, although it has a subject and a verb, it requires additional information to be a full thought. We can sort sentences into three groups by the clauses they have. A sentence must have at least one independent clause. The independent clause is a simple sentence. For example, it snowed last night. When a sentence has two or more independent clauses, it is a compound sentence. For example, I went to the party, but he stayed home. When a sentence has at least one independent clause, as well as one or more dependent clauses, it is a complex sentence. For example, I'll call you when I get home. Now, to answer your question, Kya, your example has only one clause. This means it is a simple sentence, not a complex sentence. There are seven simple sentence patterns in English, but we can talk about those another day. We hope this explanation has helped you, Kya. Do you have a question about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Gina Bennett.